it happened. I realized the educational variety, I had to do it backwards, that I had had a spiritual experience. When I was in the snake pit, I had already done step one. I had been honest for the first time. When I made that phone call, I had done step two and three. I had hope and faith that things were going to work. I was already on the path to recovery. When this sponsor died and I found another one, I wanted to continue the momentum. I took on way too many commitments. I was an H&I coordinator. I was a this, I was a that. But my sponsor allowed me to crash and burn and do it and get to that point where now we get to recover from that. And now we get to recover from that. So I would go back to the snake pit with my H&I meeting, and I would tell them what I just told you earlier. If I didn't do what I was doing right now, I'd be back in that seat where you're sitting right now. And I still do that. I have other jobs now. I'm really busy. I have to carve out the time for AA meetings, but I never miss an H&I meeting. And I was at the 5 minute? Was that? Oh, thank God. So the last thing I'll say is I had a golden opportunity to be with my father towards the end of his life this last year. I spent 6 weeks in Rochester, New York in the wintertime. If that's not dedication, I don't know what is. And I had forgiven him. I'd given forgiveness for him. And it wasn't for him. It was for me. It was to let myself off the hook and let him be who he was. My brother and sister were mad at me because they thought I absolved him. I did not absolve anybody. I let myself off the hook. And we got along great. And his passing was peaceful. And his presence in my life is a gift now and not a burden. So with that, I'm going to say thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Fred. Please help me welcome our Al-Anon speaker, Penny S., all the way from Kailua Kona. Aloha, sweet family. Aloha, kaki ake kako. My name is Penny Sparks, and I am a very grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon and Alateen. Yeah. I am completely verklempt to be here. I want to see how she translates that. And just want to thank Aaron for everything or where you are out there, and for T and for Lisa, and also for my fellow delegate Tommy, who's out there somewhere. Yeah, so we have shared this recovery together in Kona for a long time. He was area chair for AA when I was area chair for Al-Anon. Now he's area delegate for AA, and I'm area delegate for Al-Anon, and we have really tried our very best to bring the message of family recovery to the islands. I'm always heartbroken when I don't see a mix of everyone that I know that lives in the islands at all of our meetings, because I know there are a lot of people suffering from this horrible, horrible, horrible disease. And my family, I want to say I went to my very first meeting when I was 14 years old, 1967, with my dad, who was newly sober. My mom and my dad went to their very first date, they went to an AA meeting with my grandma, who was one of the first 100. And so she's got her big book from Bill, and Bill used to go visit her in Dallas, where she was the area